Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministries CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you doing more of your Christmas shopping online this year? Well, it's a great way to save on time and gas, but you should know that identity thieves aren't taking a break for the holidays. So today we've got the top three ways to prevent online identity theft from research done by SmartMoney.com. Number one, stick to secure sites only. Before you hit the checkout button, make sure the web address of the page where you're shopping begins with HTTPS, not just HTTP. The S stands for secure. Also, look for a little locked padlock somewhere on the page. That tells you the site is encrypted to protect your personal information during transmission. If there's no padlock, no sale. And number two, don't use a debit card. If thieves get a hold of your debit card number, they can wipe out your entire account, instead of the $50 liability that's limited to most credit cards. Some banks now offer the same protection on debit cards, but you have to check to make sure you're covered before using a debit card online. And number three, beware of solicitations. Now, this one has more to do with online resumes than online shopping. With the rise of unemployment, identity thieves are combing through online resumes to get your contact information. They'll then call you and pretend to be a potential employer, requesting your Social Security number and other personal information. Don't fall for it. At Money Life, we want to help you manage your money wisely, according to God's financial principles. Visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.